All right, gorgeous humans, welcome back to Dopamine Damage Control. It's your girl, Sienna Cruz, here to help you navigate this crazy world of instant gratification and reclaim your focus, one epic step at a time. Today we're diving deep into something super important to understanding those emotional triggers that can send you spiraling, whether it's a late-night scroll session or reaching for that extra cookie when you're feeling stressed. You know the drill, ever feel like you're on autopilot, reacting instead of responding? Yeah, me too. But trust me, once we unpack this stuff, we can become the CEOs of our own emotions and break free from those pesky patterns. So, what exactly are these emotional triggers? Think of them as little red flags waving in your brain, signaling something's up. They're usually tied to past experiences, beliefs, or even physical sensations. A comment from a coworker that reminds you of being bullied in school. Boom, trigger. Feeling overwhelmed at work and reaching for that sugary treat because it gives you a quick dopamine hit? That's your emotional brain calling for comfort. Here are 5 things to keep in mind as we tackle this big all beast. 1. Awareness is key. The first step to managing those triggers is recognizing them. Pay attention to your body and your thoughts when you feel the urge to react impulsively. Are your fists clenching? Heart racing? Is a specific thought looping through your head? Once you know what sets you off, you can start to develop strategies for coping. It's like knowing which ingredients in a recipe will make it turn out disastrously, then you can either avoid them or have a backup plan. 2. Challenge those thoughts. Often, our emotional triggers are fueled by negative or unhelpful thought patterns. That inner voice saying you're not good enough when someone criticizes your work. Time to shut that down. Remember, thoughts are just thoughts, they don't have to be your reality. Boy. Practice self-compassion. We all have triggers. It's a normal part of being human. Don't beat yourself up for feeling them. Instead, treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a friend going through something similar. Think about it like this: if your bestie was freaking out over a small mishap, would you berate them? Of course not. You'd be there to offer support and encouragement. Do that for yourself. 4. Find healthy coping mechanisms. When those triggers hit, don't reach for the same old band-aids like mindless scrolling or binge eating. Instead, try activities that nourish your mind, body, and soul. Take a walk in nature, listen to your favorite music, practice some deep breathing exercises, journal your feelings, whatever helps you feel grounded and centered. 5. Seek professional support if needed. There's no shame in reaching out for help if you're struggling to manage your emotional triggers on your own. A therapist can provide valuable guidance, tools, and support as you work through these challenges. Think of it like having a personal trainer for your emotions. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, this super-driven marketing manager who always seems to have it together. She's juggling multiple projects, meeting deadlines, and trying to maintain a healthy social life. But behind the facade, she's constantly battling anxiety triggered by emails from demanding clients and last-minute project changes. Every time she receives a critical email, her heart races, her palms sweat, and she feels an urge to check her phone endlessly for reassurance. This constant cycle of stress is taking a toll on her well-being, leading to sleep problems, irritability, and even burnout. Sound familiar? But Sarah's not alone. Many of us struggle with emotional triggers in our daily lives. The key is recognizing these patterns and developing healthy coping mechanisms. By practicing self-awareness, challenging negative thoughts, and finding alternative ways to manage stress, Sarah can break free from this cycle and reclaim her power. Remember, you're not powerless over your emotions. You have the power to understand, manage, and even harness those triggers for good. Start by paying attention to what sets you off, challenge those unhelpful thoughts, and find healthy coping mechanisms that work for you. And hey, don't be afraid to reach out for support if you need it. So go forth, beautiful humans, and conquer those emotional triggers. I can't wait to hear about your progress, share your stories with me on social media using #DopamineDamageControl. Until next time, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.